This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. It is a shout-out Friday from the 214, Corey. I know you like this one. From the 214, shout-out to my grandson Brad and his fiance Pam. They're getting married on Sunday. I got ordained online so I can perform the ceremony.
Nice.
Boom.
It's fun. Like, it is fun to get to know a couple and learn their story. Like, that's my favorite part of being ordained and asked to do those things. And I can't always do it, but when I've been able to do it, I've always enjoyed it. But you ask them questions about how they met. You ask them questions about what they like about each other, what they love about each other. You talk to their families a little bit and you get to know their story, and then you feel a little more connected to them. And I like that.
Now, the Stars lose to the Jets last night, 4-0. Game 6 will pick up Saturday. Hopefully, by the time we come back on Monday, we'll be talking about Edmonton. And if so, that's going to be a hell of a series, and not having to gear up for Game 7. In the meantime, this was inspired, Corey, I do believe, by the Cleveland Cavaliers, who, I don't know if you guys noticed, they went ahead and got defeated pretty soundly by the Indiana Pacers. By the way, I don't know how locked in people have been to this series, but Denver was on point again yesterday, and that series with Oklahoma City, who has been the presumptive favorite to win the title, especially with the Celtics struggling, will go to a game 7, and that will be Sunday afternoon. The Nuggets are favored by 7.5, but in a game 7, who the heck knows what's going to happen? Winner will move on to play the Timberwolves in the Western Conference Finals.
Are you feeling the Nuggets in this one? Like, they've been, the longer things go for them, the better it is for them, because they kind of have to figure things out. They aren't a great team.
Yeah.
But they're good enough to beat you in a one game playoff.
I look back at that game 5 and I'm like, man, they had a real shot to win that on OKC's court. Like, I know if you go back to game 2, we've talked about it. There might be no team in the league that will quit on you more than the Nuggets when they know it's over. Now, hopefully that wouldn't happen in game 7 of a playoff series, but you absolutely saw that in game 2 of that series, which was on Oklahoma City's court. But you look back at game 5, that was there for the taking, and Jokic was on fire after he had had a dreadful series. And then they were in control probably about mid third quarter, I think, on, maybe towards the end of the third quarter on, but that was a real back and forth game. I think it's tighter than a 7.5-point spread.
Do you have concerns about Oklahoma City, or is this like, no, I mean, Denver's still a good team?
No, Denver is a really, really good team, especially since I think that the thing that the Nuggets figured out is, like, depth is stupid. You know, like, that really has been the philosophy that they've gone by in this playoffs. I get it. You want to have all of the players. Okay. Denver might go 8. Then that's it. Like, they might bring 3 players off the bench. They've had a couple of games, I believe, where they only brought 2 people off the bench. So once Denver realized their identity is, the hell with it, we don't have to try to pretend like we're balanced or anything like that. These are our 8 guys, and this is what we're going to do. I think they've been significantly better off.
Gotcha. Oh, by the way, I just was looking at some pictures of Bochy getting his plaque from his team last night for his 21-95. He also got a bottle of Pappy along with it, it looks like. A little Pappy Van Winkle. That is an expensive bottle of bourbon right there.
Did you see Evan Grant's hilarious tweet about this? He goes, "It reminds me of the morning news when I did my 2000th game story. I got a Diet Coke." And I just
said he probably had to get out of the vending machine.
Yeah, I just thought that was very amusing. All right, Corey, for the Cavs, and we're going to be asking the question, what would you love to fall from the ceiling of the sports arena that you're at, or dome, or whatever? And this is because of Cleveland's maybe not the best investment.
Yeah, the Dan Gilbert paid more than $500,000 to install fake snow machines at Rocket Arena. They were going to be triggered when the Cavs went on one of their scoring runs that patented the Cavalanche moniker.
Okay, I do like that.
The team, and Kevin loves, like, okay, one time I was looking at a house, Alec. We went to go look at a house. This is different than the time that the real estate agent was there. But I went to go look at a house, and they had a fan with a chandelier on it. And Kevin goes, "Oh, a chandelier." And I was like, "Dadgummit." And Kevin loves wordplay like that. Yes. So whenever they said Cavalanche, like if you have a lot of trash in your car and you open the door and the trash falls out, that's a Travelanche.
Yes.
And Kevin loves that.
I always thought that disaster and catastrophe could be combined in really terrible situations for a disastrophe.
So the team, whenever they got their Cavalanche, they would shoot off the snow. You know, that was the idea. Despite Cleveland's scoring prowess, the machines turned out to be a dud. They swept Miami in the first round. The snow machines went off a total of one time.
One time?
One times. Before the Pacers ended their playoff hopes, and they only got to use it one time.
Yeah, because they thought, well, we'll just march to the Eastern Conference Finals.
Yeah, we ended the season with 60-plus wins. We're good.
Whoops. Good job there. All right, so the question then is, what do you wish dropped from the ceiling of a sports stadium or arena?
Yeah, because I remember going to the Stars games and that big blimp would start floating around and it would drop like a Chick-fil-A coupon. And I was like, oh my gosh, like, yes, this is amazing.
Yes.
Just because it was cool that thing was floating around. Like, that's really the only reason. And then every once in a while, a t-shirt gets thrown up into the stands.
True.
It says Fire Nico on it or so. I don't know.
No matter where you are in the arena, do you have the disproportionate amount of confidence that t-shirt gun's coming to you?
No.
Like, okay, I think I do. I always think like, yeah, even if I'm sitting in the third deck of the AAC or whatever, I was like, nah, yeah, they've been working on this. They can fire it up there. And then I see him fire it up to the other side, and I was like, I knew it.
I will say, though, one night I went to the Mavs game, and I kept talking about that. One of our Tolos, Raphael, messaged me and said, hey, let me know where you're sitting. I'll bring you a shirt.
Okay.
And so he did. I saw him. I looked over, and he was like, what's up, man? I was like, yeah! And my kid was so excited about that. So thank you again, Raphael. You're awesome. But that does bring up the idea of, what do you want to fall from the sky? And pick the stadium, too. Is it the AAC? Is it AT&T? Is it the Globe? What do you want falling from which one of these stadiums?
Now, Corey, Alec, I want to see if you believe in me as a professional broadcaster. Do you believe I can answer your question, tie in a fan text, talk about wrestling, and promote a guest coming on the show next week all in one fell swoop?
1,000%.
Yep.
I take you to January 29th, 2007, because I absolutely agree from the 214. Money, that would be the best thing ever. I was at Monday Night Raw on January 29th, 2007. They were building up to the Vince McMahon, Donald Trump hair versus hair stipulation. Now, the match itself was Bobby Lashley against Umaga, or as William Regal used to call him, Umanga. But Bobby Lashley was in that match, and I do believe he might just be in studio with us next week. So there's one. All right, at a wrestling show, there's two. And Donald Trump is feuding with Vince McMahon, and he comes on the Jumbotron. By the way, the guy who's now the president. And we don't need to get into politics. That's just a weird thing. And he showed up, and he's like, Vince, you need to give people more value. That's what you're missing, value, all right? Because he was built to do a promo in wrestling.
So
all of a sudden, you look up in the rafters and people start dumping these giant bags of cash.
Oh, like the fake money with Donald Trump's face on it?
No.
What?
That is 100% what I thought. So I was sitting in the 100s. So not on the floor, but in the 100s at the American Airlines Center. And immediately they flashed a camera to a kid who was sitting on the floor and he had a $100 bill. And I'm like, okay, that is not how physics works. There is no way in hell any of that money could have gotten down there unless you tied like a rock to it or something. And even then I know people will be like, well, that's not really, okay.
Tie the rock to it.
And so I was like,
it'll be successful.
That's not real. And so that's what I thought. Mm-hmm. I was like, this money is not real. But then all of a sudden I looked a couple of rows above me and I was like, well, that sure does look like real money and it's coming down. And like, so I just grabbed several things and then some of it fell to the floor. I do not think that's a bad strategy, by the way. If you ever do like the Chuck E. Cheese money tornado or ticket tornado or whatever, don't be afraid to like look at the very, very top or the very bottom. Don't try to catch it in the middle. Like,
oh, that is a smart bit where the fan is.
Yes. And so
I always go where the fan is what you're saying.
Exactly. I got $31 and my buddy that was there with me, I don't remember how much he got, but
when you're expecting nothing.
Yeah, exactly. I just got given $31.
Some kid got a $100 bill though.
Yes, that is true.
You're going to go fight that kid for his money?
No.
I understand.
That feels wrong.
You're a good
adult.
When
we were leaving, we were like, well, of course we're coming back to the next show. Because we just got $31. Now, this is before sports in general and the WWE changed up their basic ticket structure. Well, now they're like, if you don't give me $250, you might not even make it in the building. So this was a time where I was like, I'm like halfway to my next ticket. And so I thought that that was tremendous. So, yeah, I want money to fall from the ceiling.
I do remember like, all right, here's this.
Hold on, Corey. I'm sorry.
All right.
Many people also enjoyed this. The 830. I was at the AAC when money dropped from the ceiling. From another 830. I got a $5 bill. I love it.
That was when I went to Disney World as a kid. I was not rich. We won it through Coca-Cola sweepstakes.
And there was a time where you could save up and go to Disney World.
It's very
just
expensive
fine.
Now. But we went, and that was the first time, Kevin, we were at one of their shows, and they shot money out of like the cannons at the front of the stage. And I was like, I looked at my mom and dad, and I was like, I got to go get this money. And they were like, it's no. And I was like, what do you mean? And I ran, and I picked it up, and it had Goofy's face on it. And I was like, what is this? And they were like, you got to understand, son. Nobody's just sending money out there. And I was like, all right. So
I get it. And
that was
like
my lesson learned.
I'll tell you, when that money started to fall, I totally didn't believe it was real. So that or hot dogs.
Hot dogs. I want them wrapped in the foil.
Yeah.
I don't want just random wieners falling out of the sky. That would be weird. But hot dogs would be awesome out at the Globe. And they're dude, what if those beef ribs fell out of the sky? The Hurtado beef ribs?
I'm afraid that would hurt somebody.
But would it be worth it?
I mean, if you weren't paying attention, probably not. But for everybody else?
Okay, you're telling me a beef rib hits you in the head and you're like, what just happened? And you look down and there's that beef rib. And then you're like,
I'm going to go back to physics again. I think that's why they dropped the little slips of paper or the money. I'm pretty sure if you dropped a beef rib from that high and it hits you in the head,
it might go through your head.
Hey, that's going to be bad for you.
Okay. All right.
I agree about the beef ribs.
They're good.
I think a hot dog, you could probably be okay. But a beef rib is taking you out.
Hot dogs are a little, they give a little bit is what you're saying.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I'm totally down with that.
Now,
no, crack pipes and prophylactics. You cannot.
See, although to be fair,
this podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
For with the second one, that is the kind of weight that I think would be fine.
Is it the Chargers that did the Minecraft bit with the Cowboys where they had a little piece of the stadium ceiling falling out of it, falling down?
Yeah, I guess that
Touché, Chargers.
I guess that did happen. Wow, from the 469, I got $336 that night. The 100s hit the floor section hard.
Oh, so they hit all the interesting.
So I did
the big
think,
money hit all the
see,
rich people.
See, I did think about that as well. I was like, because although it could be like Plinko, where you think you're dropping in the right spot and then it ends on one of the far sides and you're like, well, I did that wrong. Mm-hmm. But like, I did wonder if they staggered the money going further out and they're like, all right, 300s. You'll get some money, but it's going to be once.
Somebody said drop mini shot bottles from the rafters at a Rangers game, get the crowd hyped.
You are going to get
Tell everybody to look up, injured. Say, look up to the skies. And then everybody looks up and you just catch the shot bottles. And then again, like they said, everybody there needs a little bit of extra. You know, they need a little extra because that crowd was kind of soft last night. I'm just saying, this is Houston, bro. Show up.
Okay.
Mike called him out too on air, so that's
all right. I bet he wanted to call him out more. Now, I want to tell you one more sports story. Because this is, man, this story is delightful.
All right.
So there's a fella named Andrew Dutton. He is the first base coach.
He owns a farm up in Montana.
No, not the Yellowstone Duttons, as far as I know. To be fair, I'm not positive
about
that.
That's a fictional family, yeah. Kevin.
Well.
Maybe. I don't know.
Based on
maybe,
something. Yeah. So he is a super senior. He was at Birmingham Southern, and then Birmingham super senior, like he has an extra year. Not okay, whatever.
He's an old person that has
superpowers. He went to Birmingham Southern, and Birmingham Southern just closed down, which I have to imagine that's pretty jarring if your college just closes and you're like, nope, we're done. And so he was there for 4 years. So he transferred to Auburn. D3 transfer. Everybody on the team loves him, does work as the first base coach and everything. Guess what? Regular season's about to wrap up. They decide to put him in a game. This is his first at bat. Let's go to cut number 11.
And he transferred in here. Of course, Samuel's been outstanding on the mound, but him getting a chance to hit and hit a home run. Wow.
Way back into the night. Fly, War Eagle, fly.
Look at the Auburn dugout.
His first at bat as an Auburn Tiger. Rips it. Well into the night in right field. And that ball is in the witness protection program. Nobody's going to find it.
Those people, the players in the Auburn dugout, they are going insane about this. By the way, I think if he never gets another at bat, his Auburn career OPS will be 4.000.
That I would never bat again. I would just tell people for the rest of my life that was my batting average, my OPS.
Yeah, I was the best player in the history of organized baseball.
Some people said just put those mini bottles in balloons, and then it won't hurt as much. You blow the air up, it slowly falls down. And people have to pop the balloons, but even still, that'll be awesome.
All right. I hear you. I just feel like this is going to end in a disaster.
There should be some six-year-old kid that just like pops the balloon. He's like, oh, sweet, some Jack Daniels.
Man.
Oh, I've been wanting this Jim Beam Black.
Sometimes, Alec, does it sound like Corey had a really tough childhood?
Yeah.
He this sounds really grizzled.
Real life art.
I had a pretty decent kid. Good childhood.
Kidhood.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, how about we do some AM on the FM?
We got the question of the day, plus I feel vindicated after hearing this gym rant next on The Fan.
Here's the 1-2. Swung on and a high drive hit to right. Angling toward the corner is Garcia, and he slides and makes the catch. A stupendous play by Adolis Garcia in the right field corner.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. I know we talked about the Rangers earlier. They have won 6 straight. Just wanted to shout out their defense as well. As Eric Nadel just used that superlative, stupendous, I think that is a great descriptor for the team defensively so far this year. Looks a lot better, more like 23 than 2024. And remember, in our noon o'clock hour today, we'll be giving away tickets to Shakira and the G-Bag Nation. We'll be doing their show at Pickler Universe in Carrollton today if you want to go see them.
Does that mean you have to pickle things, or is this like pickleball?
For pickleball.
Okay, all right. I like it.
Although I don't want to rule out.
If it's the universe of Pickler.
It's a good point.
It feels like all the Picklers should be there.
All right. I don't want to rule that out.
Thank you.
Right now, it's time for this.
What does this button do? Please, please, do not push the button. You have no idea of what it...
Alec, you be quiet.
Alec, that was awful.
1 for Alec, 0 for Peyton.
Don't you dare touch that dial.
Don't you dare do it. It is time for AM on the FM. My name is Alec Medford, the man they call the pride of Mansfield, Texas, which, if you didn't know, Sean and RJ's Firehouse Tour is going to be out there next week on Friday.
I did know.
I kind of feel like you should be there.
I'm planning on showing up.
Okay.
So I'm planning on waking up early to go stop by and say hi. You know, gonna get a little Whataburger breakfast. Shout out to Whataburger for always hooking us up there on the Firehouse Tour. Excited for that one. And I just love that area too. There's a whole lot of great food options that are popping up there now. There's a lot of just like incredible commercial opportunities that are popping up out there too. Like I know there's a giant film studio that's set to be built out there sometime soon. Like Mansfield is blowing up right now. It's incredible. There's a lot of commerce going on there. So go support the boys
like,
out there next
like
Friday.
Real cinema or like the Kool-Aid movie, you know?
Kool-Aid movie. No, like it's like that a real...
Hold on. Do you know what that's in reference to?
No.
I didn't know you knew.
Oh, I know what it's in reference to now. That isn't in reference to an Apple TV show called The Studio. And I don't know how niche that is right now, but yes.
Well, you can understand if they made a Kool-Aid movie, it would be ridiculous.
Yes.
Like that would be, you know. All right, back to you, Alec.
No, like I think Netflix is already like paid to lease out some of it for like a couple of years.
Wow.
Like it's going to be like a legit thing that's going on out there. So yeah, there's a lot of great stuff going on out there, but the Firehouse Tour continues next week. Excited for that. I plan on showing up. Let's see if my alarm works. 877-881-1053. That is the Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorneys text line to answer today's question of the day. And boys, I feel vindicated. And I feel like Corey's going to like this a lot after hearing a gym rant from an NFL player on a podcast, because I was just talking to you guys about this yesterday after the show. Some of the exact same things, and now an NFL player who's way more accomplished and way more athletic than me has the same issues as I do at the gym. We'll get to that here in just a little bit. But the question of the day, boys, this is inspired by a series that WWE and Fanatics have been doing on their social media platforms. Ever since they partnered, they've been doing all kinds of great work together, lots of more access to superstar used gear and match used equipment and all these autographed goods and memorabilia.
You like that access. I get that for sure.
Yeah.
I don't love some of the access in terms of we're going to do a show in the writer's room and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
yeah. That's not for me.
No, I just like that you can buy cool stuff now.
No, I'm with you
now,
for sure.
But yeah, some of the other elements that have come up, which, you know, you're either going to love it or you're going to hate it because, yeah. You know, what they're doing is they're trying to bring in the non-wrestling fans.
Yeah.
So how do they do that? You teach them exactly how it works.
Yeah.
Like Kevin and I know how this stuff works because we're diehard fans. Somebody who hasn't watched since they were a kid or never watched at all, they don't know how this stuff is planned out and how far in advance this stuff is really thought out. So it's cool for the people who don't watch. It might be a little bit irritating for the people who do. But they do this series where they've been going up to superstars, a Fanatics rep will, and they'll say, hey, if you could have one piece of signed memorabilia from any athlete, who would it be? And they give the answer, and they give the answer why. And then about a week later or so, they come back to that superstar and they gift them that item and get their reaction.
Oh, and cool.
So far, I think they've only done two. They might have done more. They did one with Chelsea Green, and they did one with AJ Styles. Chelsea Green being a Canadian, she said Wayne Gretzky. She grew up a huge hockey fan. She was like, I have to have the great one. Have to have something from him. Never got to meet him or anything. Need an autograph from him. So they got her, I think it was like a poster for a playoff run or something like that. It was framed and it was signed by Gretzky.
That's cool.
That is cool.
They gave that to her. AJ Styles, he was a huge basketball fan growing up, and he thought he was going to be a basketball player at first before a pro wrestler. He was a huge Spud Webb guy. So he said, I want a Spud Webb autograph. So they got a really cool picture of Spud Webb from the dunk contest, I think it was. And they got that matted and framed and everything for him. And he lost his mind whenever he got
really?
Gifted.
Really? Like, that's tremendous.
AJ Styles, he's probably a multimillionaire by this point. Well-traveled, one of the best professional wrestlers, just technically in my mind, in history. Like, he's super accomplished. He can get anything he wants. But he wanted a Spud Webb autograph, and he freaked out when he got it. Coolest thing ever. So I'm asking you guys in the Tolos, if somebody could magically gift you an autograph, memorabilia item, or a picture from anybody, they don't have to be alive. If you could just get it handed to you right now, who would it be?
And see, this is where Kevin, how important is monetary value to you rather than like just an emotional thing?
So believe it or not, I think I have something from the person that I would pick. Big thank you to Peace-a-thon and the Dallas Card Show because of Bob Lilly. Like the fact that we got him to personalize a thing for Peace-a-thon and I was able to buy something as well, that was really cool. Otherwise, I think they kind of luckily go together in this one because I also think I would want Wayne Gretzky. I think Wayne Gretzky is the best of the best at his sport by the biggest gap. You know, like if you think like this player is the best at their sport, I think the biggest gap is in hockey. And I actually don't think it's particularly that close. That Wayne Gretzky is so much better than every player who's ever played the sport. I would love that.
You don't like Wyatt
Johnston, huh? What's that?
You don't like Wyatt Johnston. Interesting.
Hey, you know what? How about Wyatt Johnston shows up a little bit more in this series?
Oh, call him out, Kevin.
Am I wrong?
Call him out.
Am I wrong?
Scratch Mason Marchment.
Ooh. That's fair.
Ooh. That's interesting. Because would you say LeBron is the next closest to Jordan?
Yes.
And then
or
the
Kareem.
And the debate there's still so many. Yeah, okay, that's interesting. And with baseball, there's a variety of them. And football's unquestionable with Brady, but there's still so much, like every one of these other quarterbacks gets in the conversation.
And so, in this instance, Alec, I think it would just happen to come together that the person I wanted would actually have a lot of monetary value, just like Chelsea Green, as opposed to AJ Styles, who wanted Spud Webb, or when I originally wanted Bob Lilly. I love Bob Lilly. They're not the most expensive autographs in the world.
Yeah, I think this is interesting because it's become more recent, and it is definitely because I've gotten to know him more and what he did for us, but it would definitely be a bottle of bourbon autographed by Bruce Bochy. Like that, and if he could present it to me, that'd be even better. But like, and maybe he's like, hey Corey, let's go ahead and crack this sucker open and start sipping on it right now.
Here's what I think.
1,000% down for that.
I'm gonna try to talk to him, tell him you've been working on an impression. And I would like him to say he will give you that bottle of whiskey when he thinks you've really got the impression down.
Because, and again, that has everything to do with an emotional attachment of he's the manager that brought my favorite baseball team their first ever World Series. I rooted for that team as a four-year-old, like as far back as I can remember. I've been a Rangers fan and we never could quite get there. And then he walks in and is like, it's easy, guys, watch. And then he did it. So That's the reason right there.
I see multiple people are saying Tiger Woods, and I get for a lot of people that would be it. I'm not really into golf, and so that wouldn't be my personal. That, would be awesome. That wouldn't be my personal selection, but sure. I get it. Several people voted for or have put in votes for Kobe, and that makes a lot of sense too, because like you're not going to get the new autographs, and he was obviously great.
Yeah, whatever's there is,
yeah,
that's it.
Exactly.
I just want to know if Corey's impression is going to be better than Jared's.
Bruce?
That was never a... that was not a bright spot.
I even tried to do one the other day, too, and I was like, all right, so I'm ahead of those guys.
Well,
what are you trying to do right now? I love Dave Raymond. Mm. He knows that. He's going to text me and...
Yeah, well, as long as he texts you that he admits Jared Sandler is one of his rivals.
Bless you, Carter.
Oh, wow.
I saw somebody text in something interesting. They went to the music side, and it hits home for me because I literally have a lyric tattooed on my chest from them. They said they were a huge Linkin Park fan, so if they could get a Chester Bennington autograph. I've been trying to track one down that hasn't been an astronomically insane price.
Yeah.
And, like, there's probably a...
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You know, way too expensive limit that I would set. To achieve that goal, I've come close to actually like winning auctions for like a signed microphone or something.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Like I've gone up into like the $600-$700 range in a bidding war before, and then I
still wasn't enough.
Yeah, still wasn't enough because he's a legend at what he did. And in that same vein, if we're going on the wrestling side, a Bray Wyatt autograph. Because I mean, he was just so polarizing to me as a kid.
Yeah.
Like, I remember, I have videos of the first time I ever saw The Fiend live. I think it was at an episode of SmackDown at Dickie's Arena. And forget who he attacked. It might have been the buildup with Finn Balor.
I think so, maybe.
It might have been with him, but I have a video where I'm just giggling the whole time because I'm like, this is the coolest thing ever. Yeah. Like, this character was so. It was so beautifully written, and the fact that he just had full creative control over that, and he was allowed to be himself there. I'm going to play a little bit of this clip. Carl Nassib, you might remember him, the defensive end. He came out as openly gay a few years ago. He was on the Pivot podcast, and it's a great conversation. It's not a political statement or anything. He actually gets into some real good advice about financial stuff and whatnot. Like, there's some really good life advice in there that I took away from that. Like, he was talking about how he would teach the rookies that would come in each year how to invest their money and stuff. He's like, stop being, you know, a dummy with your money. Stop buying all these cars. Invest a few bucks and see how far it's going to take you. He hates public gyms, just like I do. Huh. And hear how fired up he gets, even though, you know, he's not like a Pro Bowl player or anything by any means. But I feel vindicated after hearing this.
The etiquette is atrocious. Yeah. These people have no idea how to work out. And they grunt with 25 bench presses. And I'm going to lose it. You know what I mean? This is yesterday. And I was repping out 225 like it was nothing yesterday.
Good for you.
Listening to like a sad Taylor Swift song, you know what I mean? And I got this nerd next to me benching 95 pounds, slamming it back. And like, I turned, I look at him, like give him the death stare. Like, it's terrible. The etiquette, you know what I mean? In normal people gyms needs to be studied. Okay. If we're going to change culture, it's got to start there.
Quick question.
If we're going to change culture, it needs to start there, boys.
Are you ever offering to help? Or maybe just being a little bit judgy for people who don't quite know what they're doing yet.
I will say, in this respect, if you're grunting at 25 and you this is the first time you've ever done it, hey, man, congratulations. I don't dig on anybody that's in the gym. You're in the gym doing it. You're trying. I dig on people. I told Kevin this the other day, Alec. If I could have a job that was the most menial job in the world, like the smallest thing, it would just be to rearrange the plates.
Huh.
Like I would love it. It's fun. It's satisfying. I want to, but that's the thing that irritates me. But people that are in the gym, you're there and congratulations. But that I have earbuds in. I can't hear anybody at the gym ever. So I have no, like if anybody's grunting, sometimes I'm grunting. Now, granted, I got two 45s on each side of the bar. Whoa! So I'm grunting for a reason.
Got two wheels. Look at that.
But
men's tea is working, huh?
Yeah, men's tea, man. I got to get after it. But that's the I don't hear anybody. So I don't care that much about that. But do you, like, is it?
Oh, he got you. Yeah, do.
It irritates me. I never say anything because I don't want to call people out. But if you're in there doing just three sets of BS, then I'm going to be irritated. I'm going to be totally irritated.
I did tell Avery the other day, Avery was, because, you know, he ran cross country for a while and he watches people run. And he's like, their form's wrong.
Yes.
And he's like, I want to stop and tell them their form's wrong. And I said, no, you stop and tell them, keep going. Like, that's all they need to hear is you're out there getting after it and you're trying. And that's really, when it comes to that, man, because how many days do you wake up and you're like, I don't want to?
Yep.
And then you kick your own ass and get out there and do it. Kevin. I don't know why I said that aggressively.
That is Sorry. Fair. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for Gridiron Gravy. The Cowboys are in the top 10 of winning. Here's why that's a bad thing. Next in The Fan.
Snap is back on third down. Time. Throws it right corner of the end zone. Lamb, back shoulder. Touchdown, Cowboys. Oh, did C.D. Lamb run a nice route? That's the C.D. Lamb possession.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 through The Fan. Right now, what say we go around the entire NFL and dip into some gridiron gravy?
Dip it and rip it.
And let's start with the Cowboys. And I'm going to warn you.
They play football.
That's true. I think that this is going to agitate you.
Why?
Because here are essentially the power rankings based on records for teams in the last 25 years. So from 2000 to 2024. So you have a 25 year span to look at. All right. The Dallas Cowboys, they are tied for 10th.
You're just trying to irritate me or the Tolos also.
I think this will irritate a lot of people. Great. And I just want you to listen to this, please.
Okay.
So for every time in the future, when Jerry or Steven or whoever says, oh, you know, I'm pretty sure we got the sixth best record in the last decade. Oh, I'm pretty sure we got the fifth best record in the last 25 years. Okay, great. Let's analyze that. It's actually 10th, but that's fine. So they're 10th. I'm going to walk you through the other teams. tell me if you notice a trend. Number one, New England Patriots. Number two, Pittsburgh Steelers. Number three, Packers. Four, Ravens. Five, Eagles. Six, Colts. Seven, Chiefs. Eight.
Did you say Colts?
Colts. That's right.
The Colts?
Remember, they used to have Peyton Manning.
How many years?
Last 25 years.
Okay.
They had Peyton Manning. New Orleans Saints, and tied for 10th with the Cowboys is the Denver Broncos.
Eagles are up there ahead of you. That's frustrating.
That is frustrating. But you know what's really going to agitate you? Of the top 10, five of them won multiple Super Bowls. Four of them won one Super Bowl.
Did you say five have won multiple?
Five.
Gross.
And then there's the Cowboys, who have not even played in the game to get to the Super Bowl.
All right, so...
Man, just a little bit.
Hey, hold on.
Sorry if that hurts your feelings.
Appreciate your time. Five, four... So there's got to be other teams in that top 10.
Nope, that's it.
Haven't even been to an NFC championship.
Not only that, there's not one single team in the top 10 besides the Cowboys that hasn't won a Super Bowl. So look, whenever you hear...
How do they do it? I know. What I need to know.
So whenever you hear we got the fifth best record this century, first of all, that's just factually inaccurate. But secondly, okay, let's walk down that road. And we've had this conversation with Steven and Jerry and to a certain extent Charlotte before as well. Of the top 10 teams, nine of them won a Super Bowl. Five of those nine won multiple Super Bowls. And then there's the Cowboys, who, again, like I said, haven't played in the game to get to the Super Bowl. So I'm not even saying they haven't won the Super Bowl. They haven't been to the Super Bowl. They haven't even been to the game to get to the Super Bowl, let alone won it. So whenever you hear that tired nonsense come out about, oh, last 10 years, last 25 years, here are some facts for you.
So this is... I'm trying to make sense of a couple things because they've been good enough to win.
Yes.
And be in that top 10.
Yes.
Their division has been relatively weak at times.
That's fair.
We talk about their division a lot there was a time, Kevin, where the NFC East was awesome. Like it was.
Yeah,
that is
for sure.
There was a time. Right now it is, you know, the Giants aren't good and the Cowboys are at best, maybe third in this division. But I'm trying to make sense of how it...
I can explain it to you, I think.
Okay.
So the Kansas City Chiefs have been good for a really long time, right? Now, I know we're going back a quarter of a century, but just remember that encapsulates for the Cowboys the Dave Campo years as well. Right. So it's not like the Cowboys didn't have any down years during that. In the last 25 years...
Scouting takes full blame for that one, by the way.
Maybe they shouldn't.
Broad as always says they do.
I know. So in the last 25 years total, the Kansas City Chiefs have won 15 more regular season games than the Cowboys. That's it. And so that, I think, answers your question. So the Cowboys are always good enough in the regular season. Always. But the difference is every single one of these teams either has the grit or the ability to turn it up in the playoffs or the special quarterback. Like one of those components to get the job done.
And what we have is
good enough
the
to get you
one
there.
Year that we were really good enough to do it. Dez caught it happen. Like that's you agree with me on
I
that.
Agree.
That year they were
I agree.
They were a different team than we'd ever seen. You know what, Kevin? That actually could have changed a lot of stuff, honestly. I'm very interested to know what direction you think things would have gone had that team won. Like what I'm very interested to know if we think that the team that Jerry would have been hungry for more and gone, you know what, now it's time to really turn this sucker up. You know,
I think
if you have a quarterback that's won a Super Bowl, you're investing more in that, in an attempt to get more of that back. So I'm interested to know where that direction would have gone after that. But this is frustrating and I don't think it helps that you turn over coaches.
Right.
You know, I don't think that helps. Hopefully you can build a program with Schottenheimer and he can be here for 10 years and be successful over that time too. But that is a very frustrating thing to see that the team's had that many failures along the way while other teams have had lots of success.
Now, somebody asked this question. I'm sorry, I didn't go all the way through and do this research, so I'm giving it to you really quickly. I'd be curious about 11 and 12. So right after the Cowboys is the Minnesota Vikings. Minnesota Vikings also Super Bowl-less in that run, but they have been to three NFC championship games for whatever that's worth.
Let me do this exercise with you real quick, too. Brady, Ben.
Yep.
Rodgers.
Yep.
For the Ravens, Joe Flacco. That's an outlier.
Yeah.
The Eagles, McNabb, and
Nick Foles, I guess, if you don't want to give it to Carson Wentz.
And Hurts at this point, yeah, too. And I'm not saying Hurts is elite. McNabb was considered one of those top guys, but he had Andy Reid. You know, Andy Reid was a factor, sure, there. You said Manning, Drew Brees. I didn't have 8 and 9, so I'm looking at that. But dominant elite, yeah, quarterbacks look like they are one of the key purposes and key reasons for that. And at this point, Romo was good. That's,
yeah,
good.
Yeah.
Dominant and elite are not the same thing there. And, you know, the rest of the team is an important factor, too. But, yeah, at the moment, like, our quarterbacks just aren't in that same category.
I am with you. I just wanted to throw that out there as,
thanks, Kevin,
an information that I thought people should know.
You know what? On F Around Friday, you really you really screwed up my
phone. All right. You know what? I'm gonna fix it. How about I pick on somebody who's not on the Cowboys?
All right.
Anthony Richardson. I want to credit Warren Sharp for this. So Anthony Richardson has completed 38% of his passes 7 yards or more downfield,
okay,
when not pressured.
Okay.
So there's no pressure to throw the ball more than 7 yards. His completion percentage is 38%.
Gotcha.
The NFL completion percentage in that same scenario is 57%.
Yeah, I was going to say, you got to feel like 60%.
No other quarterback is below 45%, and Anthony Richardson is at 38%. But in case you wanted to know more, no problem. One touchdown and 6 interceptions in those scenarios. You want to know more still? Jeez. Okay. Here's the 44 quarterbacks that qualified to be ranked. Anthony Richardson, 40th in accuracy. Hey, that's not the worst. Touchdown versus interception ratio, 44th. EPA, 44th. Completion rate, 44th.
So he's pretty consistent then.
Yeah, he's consistently the worst at throwing the ball down the field.
Are you embarrassed?
Yeah.
And I mean,
they brought in Daniel Jones to take your job, so you should be.
To be fair, Carter told us a long time. That's from Letterkenny. Carter told us a long time ago what Anthony Richardson was.
I know.
You know. So that's why you listen to the Tuesday tailgate, so you know things before everybody else.
And we only cancel it when the Mavericks unexpectedly get the number one pick.
That's true.
We're the KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. I really wish, Carter, sometimes you would turn the camera on yourself so people could see like your disappointed reaction. Coming up next, let's go back to the stars and which players will need to step up in game 6 and hopefully beyond. Yes, next on The Fan.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.